8, page 68, exercises 2 and 3. 1.
My name is Ernesto Guerrero. When I left college, there weren't many jobs available, and my friends said I should go to temporary employment agencies. But I didn't, because I wanted a full-time job. I was also reluctant to spend hours on the internet searching online recruitment sites, as it's very time-consuming. So I decided to target a number of companies I knew I would want to work for. I sent them my CV and a covering letter, but most of them never replied, and the ones that did just sent me letters of rejection. Anyway, 3 months later, I contacted one particular company and said why I really wanted to work with them and offered to do a 3-month internship without pay. So I think they were impressed by this strategy and they gave me the opportunity to prove myself. And at the end of the 3 months, they took me on.
2.
My name is Sofia Baldi and I'm a human resources assistant. I did a first degree in travel and tourism and at the same time I joined the Institute for Personnel and Development, which is a professional association for human resources management. They recommended I go to a careers expo and I talked to a few people, but it wasn't specifically targeted towards tourism and there wasn't anything specific to personnel management. So then I took out a subscription to People Management magazine. You get a code number and can search their online jobs database and make very specific search requests. That's where I saw my job advertised. I emailed my application and got offered an interview.
3.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Willis. I work for a hotel chain as a sales and marketing manager. I graduated from a business school, and I thought the best way to find a job would be using professional networking websites like LinkedIn, Plaxo, and eCademy. So, I posted my CV on LinkedIn and announced that I was looking for work in the travel industry. I even included a video of myself. But nothing happened. And then a friend who works in IT told me that it is a waste of time sending information about yourself into the black hole of cyberspace if you don't narrow your focus and target specific companies or individual recruiters. He also said that 80% of people get their job through recommendation. So then I started researching hotel chains and following the Twitter feeds of their executives. And sure enough, one of them contacted me, said he liked my profile, and offered me a job.
4.
My name is Anthony Chan, and I first studied hospitality management and spent some time working overseas for tour operators, learning how the overseas part of a tour operator's program works. Then I returned to the UK to be back with my family, and I looked after my children while my wife went out to work. But when she was made redundant, I started thinking about another position in the hospitality industry. But it was difficult because I had no contacts. I bought a quality newspaper every day, but the jobs advertised weren't specific enough. But I was very lucky because one day, and quite by chance, my wife's uncle, who is based in Hong Kong, got in touch with me and offered me my present post as British representative for a Chinese tour operator.